Proclamation number 8997 of 17th of June, 1965. Time and Space Law. State of the still imperfect. You can assume with certainty that the work of return will one day be completely successful for me. That I will not turn away from any being, that every being will take the path to the Father's house. That even my first fallen spirit will one day return to me of its own accord, and that therefore no being's fate could ever be called hopeless, even if it still keeps itself distant from me for eternal times. Because my love is guarantee for this, which will never stop to worry about every being, which once has taken its start from me. Because since every law of time and space is eliminated for me, it also does not mean that what you understand under eternal times. With me everything is one, past, present and future. And also the sufferings and agonies, which you have to get through to again return to me, are only moments for me in relation to eternity. But it is precisely the law of time and space in which you can achieve your self-aware state as a human being, and which makes the time of suffering so unbearable for you, for the being also suffers dreadful agonies in the bound state, because the spiritual being was once completely free and now feels the bondage as agony but yet knows nothing about the duration of this state. But as man, this law is valid for him, and it will not end until the being is in the state of perfection, and then all limitation falls away for it. So the soul also takes the concept of time and space over with it into the kingdom on the other side, only it is in the immature state of confused thinking and believes itself already long times in an environment which does not please it, although it is not yet long time in the kingdom on the other side. Therefore the concept of time and space is still a sign of its deficiency, but which the being will still have until it has found Jesus Christ, which then also secures its brightest thinking, and complete devotion to him also redeems from this bondage to time and space. Therefore also the man, who still finds to Jesus Christ on earth, will no longer think earthly, but the thoughts will be directed heavenwards, and he has already made himself familiar with the thought that earth life is only a temporary state, in which he is to reach the last maturity. That there is then also no longer time for him, and that he can always transfer himself where he wants. And when man has already come up to this spiritual recognition, also no suffering will touch him anymore, so that it seems to be unbearable for him, because he knows it that this also passes and will once appear to him like a shadow, which has fallen on his earth way. However, the human being as such must also be subject to the law of time and space, for his soul can only mature through suffering and torment, and the duration of time as well as the locations play a major role in this, for if this law were eliminated, a major factor contributing to the maturing of the soul would be missing, because the state devoid of time and space is the fate of the already perfect, whereas it is a means for the still imperfect to do everything to become free of suffering and torment. Nothing that constitutes the bliss of the beings of light may be equal to that which the unblessed have to endure in the depths through their apostasy from me. The kingdom of these apostate spirits was a limited world, and thus they also had to suffer from this limitation. But at any time they are free to lift this limited state and to be happy again without limitation. But then they will also understand that the time was like a moment where they had to bear suffering and atone for their former sin. And then it will also be clear to them that this law of time and space must also be part of the still imperfect spiritual world and that it only contributes towards perfection. Amen.